The rest of the story. A little girl was dying and nobody knew why. Doctors in two countries, completely baffled, and time was running out. There at the bedside of the dying 19-month-old girl sat Marcia Maitland, pondering. Pondering not an impending tragedy, nor the apparent hopelessness of the situation, but the child's condition, the medical condition itself. For that which had so amazed the physicians on staff at London's Hammersmith Hospital, that malady, which had seemed to them so mysterious, to nurse Marcia Maitland seemed somehow strangely familiar. Deep down, Nurse Maitland knew that whether her memory would serve her now could mean the difference between life and death. And this is the rest of the story. Jutting into the Persian Gulf from eastern Arabia is a 6,000-square-mile peninsula, an independent Arab state called Qatar. Q-A-T-A-R, Qatar. And it was there in the spring of 1977 that the plight of an Arab girl a year and a half young captured the imagination and the sympathy of the Arab community. Now, hers was a name you wouldn't recognize, nor was it known to those of her native land until suddenly, inexplicably, she fell ill and the local doctors could only shake their heads. As her condition deteriorated, attending physicians contemplated sending the child out of the country to pediatricians in London who may have seen something like this before. And they agreed. They put the semi-conscious girl on a plane to Heathrow Airport, where a waiting ambulance rushed her to Hammersmith Hospital, but the British doctors were as perplexed as those in Qatar. After days of intensive care, the girl's condition only worsened. Her blood pressure rose to a staggering height. Her breathing became increasingly labored. 4 days passed, then 5 days passed, and on the sixth day, the little girl's hair began falling out. The physicians concurred, whatever their tiny patient had, if it could not be diagnosed and treated very quickly, she would die very soon. But there on that sixth desperate day, at the bedside of the dying child, sat this Hammersmith Hospital nurse named Marcia Maitland. Why in the world, she wondered, did a condition that so mystified the medical fraternity, that so confounded all of the doctors in the hospital, why did that condition seem so familiar to her? Was it something that she'd read long ago in a medical journal, or was it just an unexplainable hunch? But then Nurse Maitland did remember. She ran to the physicians in the case. To them, she declared that the little girl had been a victim of thallium poisoning. And the doctors, proceeding on that assumption, sent urine samples to a laboratory at Scotland Yard. Nurse Maitland's diagnosis was confirmed. The little girl was treated accordingly, and within 3 weeks, she had recovered completely. For although thallium is rarely found in Britain, Nurse Marcia Maitland was familiar with the blue-white metal and its poisonous properties because of a book she had read that had described it in detail, a book entitled The Pale Horse, a 16-year-old detective story in which the murder victims had been poisoned with thallium. Nurse Maitland's life-saving consultant had returned from the grave to solve one last thrilling mystery. The authoress, Agatha Christie. Now you know the rest of the story.